Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing South Africa's crucial election results, which saw the then-ruling African National Congress, ANC, has failed to get a majority since independence in 1994. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Former President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday on the possibility of being sentenced to jail next month after his conviction for falsifying business records. The guilty verdict is already being used by both the Trump and Biden campaigns to fire up their respective supporters. But swaying undecided voters will be trickier, analysts say. Veronica Boundaris Iglesias has the details.
He may be the first U.S. president to be convicted on criminal charges, but Donald Trump's popularity isn't waning on the campaign trail, according to one of his lawyers.
The Trump campaign obviously smashed political fundraising records, including raising money from tens of thousands of new donors in the 24 hours after this verdict. I think the American people see this judgment for what it was, and we're certainly hopeful that on appeal we can get it thrown out.
During the trial, prosecutors argued Trump falsified business records to illegally influence the outcome of the 2016 election that he won. The guilty verdict won't help Trump politically, especially with African American voters, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat.
What's going to resonate with the community as a whole is having a president like we have in President Biden, who's actually focusing on our futures.
In an exclusive interview that aired Sunday on Fox and Friends, Trump weighed in on the possibility of being sentenced to jail or house arrest on July 11th.
I don't know that the public would stand it, you know. I'm not sure the public would stand for it with a
house arrest.
I think it would be tough for the public to take. You know, at a certain point, there's a breaking point.
The Biden campaign posted a clip of the interview on X with the caption reading, quote, "Convicted felon Trump suggests there will be violence if he's put under house arrest." While U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to stick to his messaging that no one is above the law, his campaign could increasingly use Trump's guilty verdict to attack the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's character, says political scientist at the University of Chicago, Susan Stokes.
His desire to use his money and power and influence to avoid being held to account, you can expect that kind of focus from them.
Beyond catering to his base, the Trump campaign would do well to tweak their strategy to win other voters, Stokes added.
Maybe suburban women who might be a little bit on the fence about what to do in the 2024 in November and need to be given some reason to look past this verdict.
Both presidential candidates are expected to continue courting undecided voters this month in the lead up to the first presidential debate set for June 27th. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. Addressing the nation yesterday, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the nation to respect the will of the people. Ramaphosa urges parties to find common ground after his ANC lost the majority.
The final announcement of the 2024 national and provincial election results today in many ways represents a victory for our democracy as South Africans. It also represents a victory of our constitutional order, but more importantly, it represents a victory for all the people of South Africa. We have held another successful election that has been free, fair, credible, and peaceful. What this election has made plain is that the people of South Africa expect their leaders to work together to meet their needs. They expect the parties for which they have voted to find common ground, to overcome their differences, to act and work together for the good of everyone.
That there was South African President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking after the Independent Electoral Commission had announced results of the 2024 provincial and national elections. Meanwhile, in Harare, former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa today commended the running of the just-ended South African elections. He was speaking at the funeral of Senator Murisi Zizwai, a member of the CCC who passed away Saturday in Harare at the age of 54. Commenting on the South African election, Chamisa had this to say.
I must say that there are lessons to be learned. The key lesson being that institutions that are independent and professional are important for the stability and progress of nations. If you look at the conduct of the Independent Electoral Commission, it has been exemplary, professional, integrity, and of course accountability. There are a lot of challenges when you have such a process, but if you look at it, they were able to answer to those concerns. You compare that with ZEC. You give them your complaints, they don't answer. In fact, what is clear from South Africa is that ZEC must be disbanded and be disbanded urgently. There can never be a proper election with ZEC in this country. We need a new independent electoral commission, not ZEC. And that is going to be our charge. That is going to be our call. But more fundamentally, we have seen that when you give people the right to choose, there's always going to be stability in nations. The ANC, I'm sure they've respected the outcome. That's how we should behave. That's being exemplary. And I want to thank President Ramaphosa and the ANC for giving democracy a chance and for accepting what the people want. And I hope that there's going to be a stable government, a coalition government from South Africa. And we'll work with that government in fashioning a common future, not just for the region, for the continent, and of course for the world.
That there was former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Chamisa praised Zizwai for the work he did in fighting for democracy in Zimbabwe.
Yarasikirwa nokuti parasikwa noumwe chete anoda kuti nyika inake zvakanaka. Kurasikirwa. Isu tinoremekedza upenyu hwaMurisi Zizwai nokubata kwavakaita kuti dei nyika ifambe zvakanaka. He was a man who loved his country. He was a patriot. He was a peace-loving man. And that we acknowledge in the, you know, honor. That's why we are here. We look at circumstances. Awa mwakazoitika hazvuya zvinowanikwaka. Munoziva kuti pane rwende pese munanorova matama enziraka. Asi hazvino kuti warasa nziraka. Anenge ari murwendo. Zvimwe zvinorema, masoso anowanikwa. Asi hatirasi mbereko nokufirwa. Tinoziva kuti mukomana uyu anga akazvipira kuti dei nyika yedu yaitawo zvakanaka. That's what we are honoring, we are respecting Murisi for his contribution, for his commitment to making sure that there's democracy in this country.
That was former CCC President Nelson Chamisa speaking at the funeral of Senator Murisi Zizwai, a founding member of the Movement for Democratic Change. He also served as Deputy Mines Minister during the Government of National Unity from 2009 to 2013. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our main topic. South Africa's ANC lost its parliamentary majority and is expected to enter into a coalition in order to form the next government. About 27 million South Africans registered to vote in the elections, with the Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa saying there was a voter turnout of over 58%. The ANC received only 40.18% votes in Wednesday's election, well short of a majority. The Democratic Alliance received the second highest number of votes, 21.81%, followed by MK Party, 14.58%, and EFF, 9.52%. The ANC needs 50% plus one vote to form the next government. The country has a 400-seat allocation in its National Assembly. The ANC currently has 159 seats, DA has 87 seats, MK has 58 seats, and the EFF has 39 seats. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by political analyst Ricky Mukonza, a professor at Tshwane University of Technology, Mr. Kudakwashi Bandama, an independent analyst who has worked with the Africa Union observing elections in different African countries, and Mr. Tendai Ruben Mbofana, researcher and social commentator. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, viewers and listeners.
Thank you so much. I'll start off with you, Professor Mukonza. What are you seeing on the ground following the announcement of the elections results?
I think by and large there is peace. There are debates going on as to who should go into coalition with who. There are also a little bit of tensions between the MK and the authorities, because the MK seem to, have a feeling that they deserved more than what they got from the elections. But by and large, there is peace. There are debates. You had the speech from the president, the outgoing president, state president. He indicated that I think democracy has won at the end of the day, and whoever is going to form the next government needs to understand what the people have said, which is that the Africans want all political parties to work together for the good of the country. So generally that's the mood that is there. I'll see, marvelous.
Thank you so much. I'll come to you, Mr. Bandama. The ANC has failed to get a majority, and that allows it to form its own government. What are the implications of this? I understand Mr. Bandama has dropped. So, Mr. Mbofana, if you can take that question, what do you think is the implication of the ANC failing to get the majority that allows it to form its own government?
Thank you so much, Marvelous, for that question. Yes, the implications are that for the people of South Africa, they have been given an opportunity to hold their government to account. The ruling party, particularly the ANC, as we know that it has governed unchallenged for the past 30 years since South Africa gained democracy in 1994. So this is an opportunity now for both the people of South Africa to hold their government to account and let the message be clear that they are not happy. They are not happy because of the various issues that they've been facing. We know that for the past 30 years, the vast majority of South Africans are still not enjoying the fruits of the democracy and the independence, if I can call it that, that they're supposed to be having now. There are so many outstanding issues, some of them colonial legacies, that have not yet been addressed. As for the ANC itself, it has to now, this is a wake-up call for them and say, okay, let's not take people for granted. People are not fools. You know, these liberation movements or former liberation movements have had this sense of entitlement. We see that in Zimbabwe, in Mozambique, in South Africa, in Namibia, where these liberation movements seem to believe that they're entitled to govern by virtue of having fought for those countries or their countries' independence. But now they're hearing this clear message from the people that, no, just because you fought for our country, for our democracy or for our independence, that doesn't mean that you can just do what you want. That alone is not enough for us to give you the support that you need to continue governing. We can kick you out at any time. So this should be a wake-up call for the ANC and even other liberation movements within the region to say, hey, wait a minute, yes, we fought for our country's independence and democracy, but the people can easily kick us out if we then do not fulfill the promises that we have been giving them for since the time of fighting for independence and post-independence or democracy. People are watching, people are not satisfied, and they can easily kick us out. So this is a good situation that we are seeing in South Africa, and that both the citizenry and the government and the ruling party or governing party have to now sit up and say, all right, we need to get back to the seriousness of governing and fulfilling the promises that we make to people and deliver that which we have promised the people, or else they'll kick us out.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Mbofana. I'll switch off to you, Mr. Bandama. I understand we now have you on the line. With what we have seen that has happened so far, which party is likely to partner with the ANC to form a coalition government? And is there any chance of the actual opposition party, you know, coming together and kicking out the ANC?
Thank you very much. So in terms of the coalition mathematics, which is happening right now, you've got the ANC with a leading share of votes, but not necessarily a majority. And you've got other possible coalition partners, the Democratic Alliance, the EFF, the IFP. But at the end of the day, it's going to be more of which parties are aligning in terms of shared ideology. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things which are on the line. For example, you need to see the policies regarding business. What are the different business positions and the different manifestos, policies on migration, on employment? Those are the key issues which are going to inform the coalition politics.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Professor Mukonza, what's your take? We've just heard there from Mr. Bandama. What's your take? Who are we likely to see partnering with the ANC to form a coalition government or vice versa?
I think we've got to look at it from different dimensions. Mm-hmm. Economically, it makes sense for the ANC to partner with the Democratic Alliance.
Why is that?
Because of the stability that it brings economically. I think African National Congress and the Democratic Alliance are parties that have been around for quite some time, and they bring with them confidence. Of course, others would argue that the Democratic Alliance is capitalistic and so forth. But from an economic point of view, I think if South Africa wants a stable economy, is an economy that has the confidence of local capital and international capital, I think that's the combination that they can go with. But politically, we know that the African National Congress belongs to the center-left, and they would, in my opinion, want to show their supporters and everyone else who cares to, you know, follow the politics of South Africa that they have not been swallowed by the right wing. So they may choose to work with the economic freedom fighters and even the MK, despite the fact that the MK is bringing in certain difficult conditions. For example, they are demanding that they would want to work with an ANC that does not have Ramaphosa at the helm, which the Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said is a no-go area. So from a political point of view, it would make sense for the ANC to work the economic freedom fighters and the MK. Mm-hmm. So there are many dynamics, Marvelous, that have to be looked at in terms of who the ANC would consider to work with.
Thank you so much. Let me take a caller from Zimbabwe. Hello, caller Makadi Enyu.
tinofara makadii henyu.
Aiwa tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi kola uye zveitipei pfungwa dzenyu?
Ndinotaura naTanzania kuti ndirikutireizi, aiwa ndingoti henyu ANC yarohwa ngaite coalition.
Okay, saka muri kuona kunge Zimbabwe ingadzidza chii apa, imi sevari kuvanhu vari kuteedza zviri kuitika muSouth Africa?
Ya, Zimbabwe inofanira kungodzidza kungoti sarudzo dzino.
Thank you, they call. I think we lost the call. I'll switch off to you, Mr. Mbofana. We have seen that the new party led by former President Zuma seems to be performing well, or they did perform well, actually. They are now third after DA during this election. What do you think they did right, and do they have a future in the politics of South Africa?
That's a very good question, Marvelous. I do not see this party having much of a future. Why do I say so? One,
yes, why?
I think it's, you know, quite a number of the political parties that we see in South Africa, like EFF, we had CORD and others, UDM, they are offshoots of the ANC. Of course, they have managed, like the EFF, to stand the test of time, if I can say that. But others like CORD, we know that it was formed out of disgruntlement after the shortening or the cutting of the term for President Thabo Mbeki. So those who formed COP were very angry with Jacob Zuma for instigating the removal or the recalling of Thabo Mbeki. So if you find that these parties that are being formed out of a disgruntlement with what has happened within the ANC, particularly when it comes to individual leaders. So you see that the MK is not founded on any particular ideology. It is more of a protection around Jacob Zuma. It is a Jacob Zuma thing. So you find that it becomes a bit of a problem if you are going to base a political party on an individual, on a personality, and not on policies and ideology. That's why you find that most of its winnings were in the KwaZulu-Natal area. So it becomes a bit of a Jacob Zuma thing and Zulus, you know, trying to rally behind Jacob Zuma as an individual. So you'll find that as time goes on, the next 5 years or so, it might actually lose steam, and that people will now want to analyze the party on the standpoint of what does it have to deliver. What is it that it actually is offering the people of South Africa? So we'll see if it is incorporated in the coalition or what it does in the KwaZulu-Natal province, if it's able to govern there. And then that's where the true test will come. Will it be able to deliver? If it does manage to deliver and fulfill these promises, then it might stand the test of time. But if it doesn't, and it becomes just a Jacob Zuma thing, Jacob Zuma trying to get back at Cyril Ramaphosa, you might find that within 5 years or so, the party will be just another normal, ordinary party.
Thank you there. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller. Makadi, tukutara, ne mimuru kupi? Ai, watiri wadi, kana muku dakutara, zita taura yenyu mvamati pa fungwa dzenyu, nezwa tukona suru kuitika mu South Africa. Aiwa, thank you so much, caller. Unfortunately, your line is not very clear, but I will switch over to you, Mr. Bandama. I'll ask you in Shona if you can respond in Shona. Kuti pane zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika imo muSouth Africa, pane zvingadzidzwawo here neZimbabwe panyaya yeutongi hwechechetere kana kufambiswa kwenyaya dzesarudzo?
I think chinokwanisa kudzidzwa nenyika yeZimbabwe panyaya dzesarudzo zvinhu zvekuti kana sarudzo dzichiitwa zvinhu zvese zvikaramba zviri pachena kubva kune vekomishen kuenda kune mapolitical parties vakaramba vachibatirana pamwe chete zvinhu zvinoita kuti nyaya dzesarudzo dzibude zviri pachena. Tikatarisa muSouth Africa, mapolitical parties ese anga ari musarudzo vane kakuwirirana nekakutaurirana kavanoita munguva dzesarudzo kanova kari kanopfuura nyaya yekuti tiri mapato akasiyana asi kanoisa nyaya yekuti tiri venyika imwe pamberi. Ndo chandingati chikuru chinokwanisa kudzidzwa panyaya dzesarudzo dzemusouth africa kuti vanofanira kuisa nyaya yenyika pamberi pezvese zvinotopfuura kuti mabva kubato ripi neripi.
Thank you so much. I'll come back to you again, Professor Mukonza. What does what we are seeing happen in South Africa affect the liberation movement within the region?
Yes, indeed, it does affect the liberation movements within the region in the sense that I think it drives a lesson to them that they don't have title deeds to the states that they are governing. In any democratic setting, the people hold the final say, and in South Africa, I think it has come out quite clearly. And what I would also want to emphasize is that I think there's something commendable about the ANC and the leadership of President Ramaphosa, the way he carried himself as he accepted the defeat or the failure to gain the simple majority that would allow them to form the next government. I think that was quite exemplary in many ways because if it were in other countries, the there could have been postponement on the announcement of the election results. There could have been a lot of shenanigans that people would have witnessed before election results are announced. But in this case, election results were announced. The ruling party, which is a former liberation movement, accepted graciously the outcome of the elections.
Thank you.
And for me, that's quite telling, and that's something that the liberation movements in the region need to learn from.
Thank you very much. I'll pose that same question to you, Mr. Mbofana. Zvizvingadzidzwe nyanya nemapato aya akaenda kuhondo anozvitiwo vakaenda kuhondo panyaya yezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika muSouth Africa.
Yeah, I do not think they are marvelous. Chikuru tokutaura kwaitwa naprofesa ndechekuti ngavadzidze kuti hongu vakarwira rusununguko wenyika dzavari asi izvozvo zvega hazvina kukwana. Hondo yekurwira kuzvitonga kuzere yakatonhwa kare uye zvino hondo yapo ndeyekuti vachizadzisa zvavakavimbisa vanhu pavairwira nyika idzodzo kuti muchagara zvakanaka, kuchaita utongo hwejekerere, kucharemekedzwa kodzero dzenyu mese, upfumi hwese hwatinawo munyika ndewemunhu wese unofanirwa kudyiwa nemunhu wese kwete nevashoma. Saka vakatadza kuzadzisa izvozvo ndo zvatiri kuona zvaitika zviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Munyaya dzouori muSouth Africa tinodzinzwa dzakawandisa kana iwe MK vanhiko kuzuma idzodzo vanotove nenyaya dzavo dzakawandisa dzakatombobuda kunana Zondo Commission uko. Saka vana veSouth Africa vari kuti aiwa tiri kuona kuti upfumi munyika hurimo asi uri kudyiwa nekugutwa nevashoma. Saka izvozvo ndo zvinovatsamwisa. Saka vese vakarwira vanozviti maliberation movement ngavachizadzisa zvavakavimbisa vanhu pavakaenda kuhondo kuti tiri kuda gutsa ruzhinji ngaichionekwa gutsa ruzhinji yatoiswa kana vakazvitadza vanobviswa.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Ricky Mukonza, a professor at Tshwane University of Technology, Mr. Kudakwashe Bandama, an independent analyst who has worked with the African Union observing elections, and also Mr. Tendai Ruben Bofana, a researcher and social commentator. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.